This is a prayer list for this week. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. For all those killed by others or by their own hands. Tom Fackenthal, Michael Fanferillo, Jordan Johnson, Edward Story, Carolyn White, Christy White, Shanti the Mouse, Shinee the Chipmunk, Suki the Kitty. Job Search, Roseanne Barona, Travis Boone, Brian and Brandy, Lee Clark, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Bruce Miller, Lindsay Piatti, Sarai, Pooja Shah, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley. Prayers for health and well-being. Kyabdi Lama Zompa Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Gyaltan, Venerable Cherky Lamo, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. Jorge Aurelio, Jim Barnes, Carl Barnett, Luce and Narcissus Barona, Narcissus Barona Sr., Susie Baum, Dale Bullis, Yuki Burrows, Helen Clayfield, and Shirley Retzler. Pam DeLacy, Ted Domi, Tashi Droma, family of Michael Fanferillo, Mildred Gooch, Crystal Green and family, Tracy Haas Thompson, Christina Harrison, Ken Hassel, Frank Holt, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Dell and Sue Johnson, family of Jordan Johnson, Barry Judge, Helen Katzenoff, Jonathan Kramer, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Kim Lolick, Mary Lojek, Ina Lovelace, RM, Georgia McDonald and family, Lennon Macklis, Wilbert Martin, Elvia Mahia and family, Bruce Miller, David Muller, Audrey Murphy, Evan Merlin family, Jessica Nunley, Marie Oliver, Jay Pondia, Patty Pondia, Dan Pascal, Lindsay Piatti, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, James Rowan and Teresa Creighton, Ralph Romley, Katie Ruffle and her family, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Ronnie Schumann and family, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Lopsum Tilton, Dion Washington, family of Carolyn White, family of Christy White, Shay Wokowicki, Marguerite Young, Brittany the Maltese, Dorjan Kajo the Pigs, Padme Tara and Padme Solomon the Cat, Utpala Lily the Cat. And now if you'd like to join me in the praises to the 21 Taras, it's on page 191 in the Gold Prayer Book. The most sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, Thomas Tomatrix Froic, God-like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lotus, here rose her bone lotus. Homage she whose face combines a 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with that race resplendent as a 1,000-star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, water born in hand adorn it, giving effort, comma, serities, patience, meditation, her sphere, compassion, goddess, actions triumph without limit, relied on by conquerors. Homage filling with goddess, actions, filling with the which of us all being, shaka, Mamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses whose gandavas yakshas, homage with the tre impes sound, destroying false magic dyke, surfy pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fireblaze, homage to her very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she was founding lotuses. All directions fields adorn her, crowning, making garlands of light, mirthful to Dare, subjugating Mara Devas, homage she summon all her gods. Mercy shining, Amitabha, not my sight eternal, homage. Feet ablaze, condemning her body. My chef left and joy surround you. Troops of enemies growing. performing with dealing with the letter home, the seven levels she does conquer. Homage at the first. Bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters, homage to her received letter, of the shape of syllable, epicenter shakes the three worlds, spirit mandara and vinya, homage holding in her hand, the hammer spoon of devil-like form, with five spoken tara and te, totally dispelling poison. Homage to whom gods and their kings and the kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance the sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, fired by the set of three natures, Jisososa spirits, Yakshas, and race corpus supreme Ture. These praises with the rules, mantras, and prostrations, thus are 21. The Prayer of the Benefits on page 190. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. Multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with his greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. Okay, so when Geshe-la arrives, we'll be doing the first prayer that we'll be chanting is on page 27, the Seven Limb Prayer. And I believe Geshe-la explained LC 98 on page 155 in the Blue Retreat Book, and he will also be talking, he mentioned last week that he will also talk about the five powers. So, technically, we're on LC 99, but he may review LC 98. In the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to page 27, and we'll chant the Seven Limb Prayer in Tibetan. 27 in the Gold Prayer Book. Gosum gupe gone cha tse lo nye sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu to me ne sa di tun tam che shak ke pa ge wa nam la je yi rong kor wa ma tong bar du le ju ne dro la che ki ko Da Shengen Anjan Chub Chenpo No. Now turn to page 97 in the same book, 97. And at the bottom of the page, you see the short mandala offering. So we'll chant that in Tibetan, and then as you turn the page, we'll also chant the request to turn the wheel of Dharma. And then Geshe-la will lead us in the Refuge and Bodhicitta prayer.
Saji per ki shu shing me tog chang Sangye Shindu Mite Mua Iro Kungam Dab Shinla Chepa Shob Jesu Lama Dhamma Jnanam Kichu Kukala Kenpechu Jintri Idam Guru Ratamandala Kam Niryatayami.
I want to maybe the Vajrasana Mantra.
So turn to page 64 in this book. And we'll read the verse of praise at the top, just one time, and then we'll do the 100 syllable Vajram Sata Mantra.
7, 7, 7.
Yeah. Body, speech, and mind. Merely, everyone got 64? 64? Merely thinking of just your name eradicates all obstacles and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus to you, unsurpassed Vajrasattva, I make prostration. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenopa Tishadido Mebawa Suto kayo mebawa, supo kayo mebawa, anurakto mebawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susame, chitam shriyam kuruhu, ahahaha ho bhagavana sarva tata kata,
bhagama me moja bhagabhava maha samaya, sato ahum te om,
bhajasato samaya, manupalaya, bhajasato Tenopa tishadido mebawa Sutokayo mebawa Subokayo mebawa Anurakto mebawa Sarva siddhi me prayacha Sarva karma sutame Shitam shriyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavana sarva tatakat
Vajrama me mula Vajrama mahasamaya
Sato ahum te Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenopa Tishadido Mebhava Sutokayo Mebhava Subokayo Mebhava Anurakto Mebhava Sarvasiddhi Meprayacha Sarva Kramna Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tatakat Vajrama Memoja Vajrabhava Mahasamaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajra Sato Samaya Manupalaya Vajra Sato Tenopa Tishadido Mebhava Sutokayo Mebhava Subokayo Mebhava Anurakto mebhava Sarva siddhi me prayacha Sarva karma susame Chitam shriyam kuruhum Ha 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 ho Bhagavana sarva tatakat
Bhagama me moja Bhagabhava maha samaya Sato ahum Pe om
Bhajasato samaya Manupalaya Bhajasato tenopa Tishadido mebhava Sutokayo mebhava, subokayo mebhava,
Anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayash sarva karma sutamne chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tatakat vajramamne mucha vajrabhava mahasamaya sato akum te om vajra sato samaya manyupalaya vajra sato senopati shadido me bawa sutokayo me bawa shubokayo me bawa anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayat sarva karma sutamne chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tatakat vajramamne mucha vajrabhava mahasamaya sato ahum te om vajra sato samaya manyupalaya vajra sato senopati shadido me bawa sutokayo me bawa shubokayo me bawa anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutamne chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tatakata vajramamne mucha vajrabhava mahasamaya sato ahum te.
Om Venta Sato Samaya
Manyapalaya Venta Sato Tenopati Shadido Me Bawa Sutokayo Me Bawa Subokayo Me Bawa Anurakto Me Bawa Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Bhagavatakas Vajramamne mucha vajrabhava mahasamaya sato akum te om vajra sato samaya manyupalaya vajra sato tenopati shadido me bawa sutokayo me bawa subokayo me bawa anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutamne chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tatakata vajramamne mucha vajrabhava mahasamaya sato akum te om vajra sato samaya manyupalaya vajra sato senopati shadido me bawa sutokayo me bawa subokayo me bawa anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayach sarva karma sutamne chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tatakat vajramamne mucha vajrabhava mahasamaya sato akum te om vajra sato samaya manyupalaya vajra sato tenopati shadido me bawa sutokayo me bawa subokayo me bawa anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutamne chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tatakat vajramamne mucha vajrabhava mahasamaya sato ahum te om vajra sato samaya manyupalaya vajra sato tenopati shadido me bawa sutokayo me bawa subokayo me bawa anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutamne chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tatakat vajramamne mucha vajrabhava mahasamaya sato akum te om vajra sato samaya manyupalaya vajra sato tenopati shadido me bawa sutokayo me bawa subokayo me bawa anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutamne chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tatakat vajramamne mucha vajrabhava mahasamaya sato akum te om vajra sato samaya manyupalaya vajra sato tenopati shadido me bawa sutokayo me bawa subokayo me bawa anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma susame chitam shriyam kuru Ha-ha-ha-ha-ho, Bhagavan, Sarva-tata-gata, Vashve-mam-ne-mu-che-vashya-bhava-maha-samaya, Sato-ah-hum-te.
Om benza sato samaya manu palaya
benza sato teno pati shalido me bawa suto kayo me bawa subo kayo me bawa anurakto me bawa sarva siddhe me prayacha sarva karma susa me chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tathagat benza mame musa benza bawa maha samaya sato ahum te om benza sato samaya manu palaya benza sato teno pati shalido me bawa Suto kayam ne bawa, subo kayam ne bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susam ne chitam shriyam kuruhum. Ha 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 ho bhagavan, sarva tata gata, benza mam ne musa, benza bawa maha samaya, sato ahum te om, benza sato samaya, manu palaya, benza sato tena pati shadido me bawa. Suto kayam ne bawa, subo kayam ne bawa, anuraktam ne bawa, sarva siddhi me praya, karma susame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavan, sarva tathagat, benza mam ne musa, benza bawa maha samaya, sato ahum te om, benza sato samaya, manu palaya, benza sato teno pati shadidam ne bawa, suto kayam ne bawa, Supokayam ne bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayat, sarva karma susam ne chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho bhagavan, sarva tathagat, benza mam ne musa, benza bawa maha samaya, sato ahum te om, benza sato samaya, manu palaya, benza sato teno pati shodidam ne bawa, supokayam ne bawa, supokayam ne bawa, Anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susam ne chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho bhagavan, sarva tathagat, benza mam ne musa, benza bawa maha samaya, sato ahum te om, benza sato samaya, manu palaya, benza sato teno pati shadidam ne bawa, suto kayam ne bawa, subo kayam ne bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susam ne chitam shriyam kuruhum, aha ha ha ho bhagavan, sarva tathagat, benza mam ne musa, benza bawa maha samaya, sato ahum te om, benza sato samaya, manu palaya, benza sato teno pati shadidam ne bawa, suto kayam ne bawa, supo kayam ne bawa, Anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva kamna sutam ne chitam shriyam kuruhum, aha ha ha ho bhagavan, sarva tathagat, benza mam ne munsa, benza bawa maha samaya, sato ahum te.
Oh, yeah. Nanje, Chanaso Je
Chum. Sukhicho Nam La, Chanchu Bardu Dhani Kyab Suchi, Dagi Tengenki Pesu Namji, Dora Penchu Sanje Chupasho.
Sanje
Chudan Sukhicho Nam La, Chanchu Bardu Dhani Kyab Suchi, Dagi Tengenki Pesu Namji, Dora Penchu Sanje Chupasho.
Sanje
Chudan Sukhicho Nam La, Chanchu Bardu Dhani Kyab Suchi, Dagi Tengenki Pesu Namji, Dora Penchu Sanje Chupasho.
Kanke Tuse Kyesu Ne, Tawa Namye Mombe Se Tamye Tene Tene Mokwa Namde La. Good evening. Yeah, welcome back to Wednesday night class. Today's warm day. So first, let me explain the five powers. So last Wednesday night class is not quite clear. So I want to explain the five powers. Okay. For the sake of knowledge. So then the second step is to, then for the sake of practice. Yeah, we do need wisdom, because you know the wisdom is the answer for all the problems that we have. You know, so we need wisdoms. So then the wisdom is the byproduct of knowledge. No knowledge, no wisdom. No wisdom, no liberation. So I need to learn. Donna Sangin Nawa Chicha, Chugut according to Guru Puja here, which is stanza. Or stanza the book number, page number 154, LC 97, page 154, LC 97, okay. In short, dona, that means in short, that means the word dona means in short, dona. Sange. Sang is like, you know, good, nien is like bad, for short word, sange. Nawa, that's appearances, appearance. Nawa means appearances, so. Char means rise, you know. No matter, like see, now here, in short, no matter what appearance arise, no matter what appearance arise, be they good or bad, you know. Dona Sangin Nawachi, that's the first translation of this first word. Dona Sangin Nawachi Chanya, so. Che Kun. To the present, So that this maybe needs to, for every book same like now what you have translation, Chukunjim Tongen Jamnejis. I seek your blessing, the translation that you have.
Yes.
Probably they misplaced it, they probably misplaced the translations. So this translation, blessing to travel into the path to increase the number of bodhicitta. You know, there should be the next line under this, like probably. I'm not sure how many times they changed, they reformed the prayer books. So just to know, you know, just to know they misplaced the translations, they misplaced. The second one should be the third translation, the third one should be the second one. You need to reverse that, okay? Not mistake, but it's misplaced. Second, the third person get a little higher positions. should be to the practice of the five forces, so to the conditions of entire Dharma, that should be the right below the second line. That means it probably goes to the third line or like that. Chukunyimba Tongen Yamnes, Chukunyimba, the quintessence of entire Dharma, they call Chukunyimba. That means Chukun means entire Dharma. Chukun, entire Dharma, Nyingbo, that's essence or quintessence. Quintessence. Yeah, quintessence or maybe essence. Essence of entire Dharma. Or how is it? It's the egg that's inside the yellow, what's called?
Yolk.
That's like yolk of the entire Dharma. Which one? Five force, five power. These are the yolk of entire Dharma or essence of quintessence. So that, you know, five power or five force or whatever translation you use. So I just want to, you know, explain that, okay, five power. So if you are there, somebody, you are wondering what are the five powers, okay, check for the knowledge. So, first one is whenever there's order, sometimes there's order based on causalities, you know? Sometimes there's order based on practice, you know, some, like say the order of the Four Noble Truth to the suffering, to the origin, these are order based on practice, not based on causalities. If it's based on causality, then the cause has to come first. Then you start Four Noble Truth to the origin, then to the suffering, then to the, you know, like cessations, you know, to the path, then cessations. That's like based on causality, order that based on causality, but that's not order. Order is truth of suffering, then origin of suffering. That order is based on practice. So that's how you practice. So that's not how it happened, but that's how you practice. So when you think about problems, then you should think about cause. You know, it's not just a random accident. Cause. So then within the cause, then there's no actions. Then actions that powered by thought, you know, then within the thought, some of them are positive, that creates the cause for happiness. Some of them are disturbing thought, negative thought, cause them more problem in the futures. So those thoughts is the cause, and the actions powered by those thoughts, these are the cause for all the problems that we face. So in order to free oneself from the problems, so we need to go to the cause, need to think about from the cause how to minimize them, root them out from them, our mind stream, and maybe how to stop them. So that's the order based on causality. So, So this is also I don't remember all of them, but you know, the way they put it, there are a couple of different reasons. Sometimes this based on practical reason, sometimes based on causality reasons. Some probably, you know, like superiority. So some of them are, you know, sometimes like first you explain the easy one, then you explain the difficult one, you know. There are many reasons. Order, you know, order has been said, there are many reasons. Sometimes, how you say, based on understanding, not understanding, like based on the topic. Some topic is very difficult to understand. Some topic is easier to understand. How you say in English? Something
based
short.
On the difficulty of the topic.
Yeah, based on that, you know, that's why sometimes order has been set on, set based on that level, that field. Sometimes based on causality, sometimes based on practice, sometimes based on superiorities, you know. Oh, like that, okay. Buddha Dharma Sangha, probably that's order based on superiorities. So, first Buddha, then Dharma, then Sangha. Oh yeah. So out of five forces, on the base on the practical level, first was called power of determinations. Power of determination. So that means intention, basically intention. So intention. Oh, this year I'm going to make this year something meaningful. Maybe say this life, this year, this month, this week, or this day, you know, this hour, this minute, this moment now, you know, that's how I think, you know, now my goal is to make entire life, you know, something very meaningful, to use my life in a meaningful way, you know, so I will think from this moment now. Life comes down on, you know, year comes down on month comes down on week comes down on day comes down 24 hours, then 24 hours, then a second. All of that. Then now, you know, this is, you know, critical. Temper. So that every morning, you know, when we wake up, you know, if we are consider ourselves as a mind practitioner, so like if we consider ourselves as, you know, someone who is very much inspired by altruistic attitude, you know, means working for welfare of all living beings. If you are inspired by that path, you know, path that totally dedicated for well-being of other sentient beings, eating, breathing, showering, everything, you know, doing that for sake of other sentient beings. So if you are inspired by that approach, you know, Mayana approach, how to liberate oneself, so then intention is very, very critical, intention, so motivations. Because everything, you know, karma lenam, according to one of the Lama Tsongkhapa texts, karma lenam, positive action or negative action is very much depend on mind or thought. Karma lenam samba sangela, samba sangela sadhanam. If your mind or intention, if intention is good, everything will become good, even the sleep. No, sleep is nothing, basically just sleep. Even mind is good, even the sleep becomes something positive, you know, positive. Karna lera, samba sangela, samba sangela, samba lera, samba lera, samba lera, samba lera, samba lera, samba lera. Samba lera, samba lera, then again opposite. If the mind is negative, then everything becomes negative. Therefore, everything is dependent on the mind. Lama Tsongkhapa said that. So therefore, intention is very, very critical. You know how we motivate ourselves when you wake up. You know, some positive intentions. So this day, I'm going to make this day something meaningful. Begin now. You know, right now. Start right now. Like that. Temba di charge. charge give me get tab to let am just this all. The determination is like the seeds that produce, you know, all the activities. Oh, whether it's like positive activity, negative activities, whether it's like the path, minor path, bodhicitta, so on and so forth, and all the, you know, everything's, you know, like the, is the result of, you know, the mind, okay? Tama shi ching seba hamzi, gongzi, sowa, chunji, tamatani seba yin la, so any activities we do, so every action that we take, behind that action, there's intentions. Oh, I want to tune this, you know, then to, you just don't, like, we hardly do anything without thinking, we think before we do, right? Almost pretty much all the activities we, you know, we think. There has to be some thought to do things. So so their thought, you know, according to the five powers, practice the five powers, their thought is something to be some kind of positive thought, okay? Ranja Tana Ya Lang De Kera Chinkam Ni Song Che Toki Toki Tam Ye So Tse De Thap Thap Si La Thapa Tong Ye So When we wake up early morning, so as a monk that you have no wedge rope, that there's like belt, not like leather belt, but you know it's like fabric belt. What do you call belt? And you try, you know, yeah, we think. When you wake up, then you like, you wear your robe, then you think, you know, there's so many practice that's like, that's dedicated to the monastic life. So there's everything that when you do, there's something to think about, you know, something to think about, you know. But it's hard. you don't do it every day, but once the blue moon. practice is there, you know, it's not like, oh, there's no practice. All the practice is there, but you know, there's huge gap between us and practice. You can put queen size bed there easily. <There's> a so that gap needs to minimize a little. Not just bed, queen size, queen or king?
King.
Yeah, king size bed. You know. Yeah. In my case, I can put California king size bed between me and you. So that is slow, you know. Even just tying your belt, we think, you know, it's not just we don't think, we think. We think about food, we think about, generally speaking, what we think about, food, clothes, then fame, we think about those things, tam nye so, tedi, tat, shigla, tematom nye. That generally speaking, that's what we think. You know, it is necessary, you know, it's also, you know, it's not saying bad things, but that's, you know, that's the truth, that's what we think. We think of food, we think about, you know, job, we think about, you know, all the minimum different things, so. Pematam, there's a case, oh, Teda Micheba Rangi Mijibeshi to Kerala Duba Tujiji Jetotamne. Narsebe Pembatande, oh, no puni taju, kabu sabijdo. While you are tying your belt, you know, you're still thinking something positive, you know, something positive. So there's a whole set of practice dedicated for monastic life, you know, when you wear something to think about. This is not just decorations, it reminds you of something, you know, it's not just for fun. So, so that. This extra thing doesn't really help, you know, so it's just hanging there. But it reminds us, you know, here, the blue string, there's a hole, every single thing supposed to remind you something, you know, so when you wear, you know, so, so, Tata mecha rangi meche peche kera la dhiva chunje thot tamne ngar sepe pemba dhante lobo ni tajdo. So that's how you like, the power of intention is very, very important. So the out of five powers, the first one is power of intention. Intentions to make this life meaningful. Meaningful means, you know, saying something positive, thinking something positive, doing something positive, that's all, you know. Then saying something positive, within that, you know, people say prayer, people say, you know, recite sutras, say mantras, you know. Thinking something positive, people meditate, you know, people meditate. That's where the meditation comes in. People meditate, you know, they sit down, they think something positive, you know. Then doing something, you know, physically, something going around the stupa, you know, making offerings to the altar, then, you know, doing prostrations, or using the malas, using the prayer wheels, you know, turning the prayer wheels, or then, you know, making mandala offering, all of that, all of that, oh. So there's the power of intention, it's clear, there's the power of intention. Out of five powers, there's the first one, the power of intention, oh. Second one is called the power of right seat, that's literally translation, power of right seat, oh. Power of right seat, oh. That's more like, you know, creating merit, okay, accumulating merit, oh. You can create merit, verbally we can create merit, mentally we can create merit, physically we can create merit, there's no three draw, through the three draw we can create merit, oh. Right now it seems like enlightenment is like far, 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 far away. Right now it seems like, but everything I do, I breathe for my enlightenment. I eat for my enlightenment. I shower, everything I do, my goal is fully enlightenment. That's my goal. Everything I do is for that. I invest for that, you know. Even though, so then everything becomes the cause for enlightenment, okay? So that's, you know, the intention is important. You know? So creating merit to increase bodhicitta, altruistic attitude, increase bodhicitta. You know? I'm creating merit to increase bodhicitta, not to just to have good health, long life, you know, more money. You know, long life doesn't mean happy, you know, there are long, miserable life, you know. Yeah, people live long time, but not necessarily happy. So good to have long, happy life, that makes sense, you know, rather than long, miserable life. Oh. So, long life doesn't mean happy, no, like more money doesn't mean happy. Oh. So, doing that or to increase, you know, bodhicitta, altruistic attitude, that's like, you know, that's like, so for doing for that, you know, so then like, I'm creating merit to increase my altruistic attitude, bodhicitta. So then it's like, that merit is well invested for bigger goals. Huh? So then it becomes the cause for enlightenment, rather than become the cause for samsaric goodness. Huh? Samsaric goodness is good, you know, so there your cup is very useful. You can drink, otherwise how you drink water? You can't just, you put water here, just you will not stay there, you know. This is very useful, you know, they create a cup, so you can put it there, you can hold the water a long time. But you can rely on that, you can 100% rely on that. If your, all your happiness rely on that, then it will break someday. You know, it, somebody will steal or somebody will break, you know. Unreliable samsari goodness. Unreliable samsari goodness. There's the kind of understanding is needed. You know, you can enjoy, but at the same time, you must understand these things will change. It will not be the same, it will change, you know. It will change. So the, according to the Rolling Stone, I can get no satisfaction. There's no I. Yeah. Yeah. I have to be there. I can get no satisfaction. So that's been already there, like 2,500 years ago, but they don't know how to put it there. You know, the song, they put it very beautiful. Same meaning. unreliable samsaric goodness, beautiful, but you cannot rely on them, it, they change, you know. Mm-hmm. So, that's therefore, you know, in order to get satisfaction, you have to have understanding. Without understanding, you will never get satisfaction. It's not about how many times you use, you get more satisfaction, that's not true. But no, you, if you have understanding, if you understand it, you could get satisfaction. So, without understanding, then you know, I can get no satisfaction. So, on love all the covers of the changes in your pages, George, so Jugone, so that the Chevy, so, but George practice, Lamdim, George practice, preliminary practice. So, that's there to create the merit to increase bodhicitta, altruistic, okay, no? Rangi gyewa chezi, te dibara shuwa pacheve teda masunga kechezi, no? Yeah, if you create merit, if you're aiming some like, no, okay, maybe better life, long life, healthy life, yeah, it will become the cause for death, but that just, no, it is just this life, then finish, no? If you aim for like higher goal, like, so then it becomes the cause for that. No, then the cause will be there a long time. Oh, yeah, there's a power of white seed. That's what it means. Power of white seed means creating merit. Okay, creating merit. Oh, compared to Kabasabhinitoshi. Out of five powers, the first one is power of intention. The second one is power of white seed. What it really means, it means like creating the merit. Oh, creating merit. So then, power of similarities, familiarity, power of familiarity, so.
Familiarity.
Familiarity, yeah.
Familiar. Familiarity.
Yeah, familiarity, yeah. I say Tibetan, you say English. Well, all this. Oh, yeah. Kobetov, so. Kobetov. Kobetov, how do you say in English?
Familiarity.
Familiarity.
To know it well.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
I should satisfy what I get from my mouth. Familiarity. Yeah, familiarity. So. Yeah. Draw. Walking around. No, we walk around. We go out. In the house and outside and do chak. Then like chak means, you know, not have any purpose. Just going, you know, like how you say? Not really have, you don't have purpose, you know. Last time when my father came here, I said, let's go. He said, where? I said, the wood. He said, what purpose? You know, in my hometown, people don't just walk. So they rather no walk. If they have time, they will sit down. Because the whole day they are walking, you know, to get food. You can't just sit down and get food. No, that's not how you make your livelihood. You have to move. Go up on the mountain, go to the jungle, you know, all kind of things. So he asked, what purpose? He said, no purpose. He's not going. He said, I don't know. He didn't want to go. So they're going to the lake, so which lake? Same lake. So why we are going same lake? Again. If the holy side, I will go again. I'm not going. So I have to translate. Stephanie is taking us. So my father, whatever he say, I have to translate to her. She's kind of laughing. And I said, he asked what purpose. because of my hometown, if you just walk, carrying nothing, just walking, people probably think that you are out of your mind. If you are carrying something, maybe some wood, maybe something, some tools to dig or something, then people think, oh, you're going to walk somewhere. Nobody just, you know, walk there. The power of familiarity, familiarity, no? Do cha, Rome is no walk. Chop. That means just no reason, you know. Not particular reason. Just, you know, look around and just go, chop. Nyao, sleep. No, no, nyao, do. It's sitting, you know, when you sit. Roja, nyao, do so. Do. Go walking around. Chop is, you know, just going for no particular reason. It's just like, same, like going around the lake or over the wood or sleeping, sitting. Kab kundu, chanju, say ni. Pet up like jang de duba jimijiba cheva is a compared to walking is about altruistic attitude. It's about bodhicitta. And walking, just walking, you know, in the wood or then still thinking about bodhicitta. While just walking, thinking about bodhicitta. While you're sleeping, go thinking about bodhicitta. You are sitting, you're thinking about bodhicitta. See? That's what Lama Zopa Rinpoche means, shopping with bodhicitta, eating with bodhicitta, all of that. That's from, come from this, you know, the, this root is here. Rocha and Nyadu, you come to Chanju, you see me, you pay a tablet, you do what you mean, you see. When you see someone, okay, then if you see somebody, oh, you know, may you have happiness as the cause of happiness. When you see someone, you know, if you see someone when you're going down the lake, whether you know them or not know them, you just say, may you have happiness, the cause of happiness. But we don't have to shout. That's in the mind, you know. You say, oh, may two of you have, you know, happiness and cause of happiness. If you see pet, you just say, oh, may you have happiness and cause of happiness. And what is the cause? It's cause nothing. Mm? But then thinking something positive, you know, thinking something positive. You know? So, rather than worrying about what he's going to do, what she's going to do, and what she looks like, all the negative things, you know, doesn't benefit you, doesn't benefit them, you know. So, so each time, so may all sentient beings have cause, have happiness and cause of happiness. May all sentient beings. When you see one being, may you have happiness and cause of happiness. If you see two beings, or maybe with to another animal beings, do you wish them something positive? You know, you wish them something positive. It's not that hard, you wish them something positive. So then doing that, then slowly you become, that practice becomes familiar. Familiar, then it's easy, you know, it's easy. So then, you know, it could become a piece of, you know, cake. Piece of cake could become, you know, slowly, you know. But mind needs to be trained. Trained, you know, like, same like, you know, every training is, people need to train to become gymnastic, people need to train, physical also needs to be trained, mind also needs to be trained. Then certain things you physically can, you can do, because going through training, not just with simple wish, you become gymnastic. No, right? People who doing gymnastic in Olympic game, so they put a lot of effort to train their body. No, you can train. Or you can train your mind, same, you can train your mind, or compared to that. Rosa Nyadu Chalam Kundu, Janita Padjan Jumi Jav Chavase, Changsin Danyi Chambun Namji Ranjak Lor Michuji, Ranjak Chepa, Skave, Changsin Ji Chepa, Kota Kala Jumi Dosu Lok Ma Jumi Wain Deso. Some of the Bodhisattva did, you know, when you become Bodhisattvas, when you generate Bodhicitta, some of the Bodhisattva did, right now, according to my situations, is like something that I can't even think. I can't even think like giving your body, giving your limbs, giving your eyes, you know. All this, and all this Bodhisattva did happen due to practice. It doesn't happen like that, but it took a long time to get there, you know. It doesn't happen like overnight. It's like a long process. So then also like if you are not able to do in the beginning, it's important to protect, because this is precious human life, protect, you know. So so giving like, oh, maybe how about writing $100,000 check for Kadamba Center, or put it on the table, not to actually give it to the Kadamba Center, just write the check and put it on the table and and see. So there you know, like their practice giving this hand to this hand. No, it's not really, it's not really going to Chukila, but it's going to my other hand. So then you give the other hand. No, practice. Then slowly maybe theirs, yeah. So then you know, slowly, happily, joyfully, you know, give. So then here it says, no. Changsin Danyi Chimpo Namji Ranjak Lur. Changsin Chimpo Ranjak Lur, which is the, some of the Bodhisattva did is like unthinkable. How that could happen, no? Unthinkable. Lalin Chabakare, even it's more difficult to think practical level how that can be done, you know. Lalin Chabakare, Changsin Ji, Jyoba, Goda, Kangla Chibada, giving head, giving limbs, and all of that. So, this all comes from the similarities of giving, familiarity of giving, no? Familiar of giving, familiar of giving, familiar.
Familiarity.
Yeah, familiarity of giving, familiarity of giving, no? That's you. I think there's one thing, that's I think good idea. Write $50,000 check to Kadamba Center and put it on the table.
Oh, it's already in the...
Yeah, so not here, actually write it down and put it on the table and then put it back. Chakso means like people who work with the metal, what do you call?
Metal worker,
then the carpenter. So Buddhist therapeutic knows what is required. So all of that, you know, like they become very good working with the metal, working with the wood, you know, like, yeah, Jambel, you know, built those, all the painting. It's all the product of similarities, you know. In the beginning it's hard, need to learn, and slowly with patience, with time, practice, slowly, you could become artist, you could become carpenter, you could become metal worker, you know. Yeah, you could have all the metal there, but if you don't know how to walk, you can't make anything. But that requires no knowledge, no, then experience. So here it says, Chakso, Shizo, Soja, Jesu, Shepana, Mikawashi, no, Rangi, Luzo, Jimatama. So similar, you know, like carpenter, if you give them wood, they will make anything. Metal walk, if you give them metal so they can make table, they can make them chair, anything. This is all the product. Result of familiarity. Similarly, giving one's body, all of that, you know, is all the project of familiarity. Then when you become so familiar of those practices, then it's going to be easiest, like giving a piece of vegetables, not a piece of carrot. Giving piece of carriage is not that difficult. All this seems like, I can't think, even I cannot think how them can be done. And when I come, when it's think from the practical point of view, there's something you can't do. You know, hard to imagine, you know, kind of like mind-blowing. You know? But, you know, then eventually it becomes like giving piece of vegetables, you know, that easy, you know. Who said that? Shanti Deva said that. Where in the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, Komla Lawa Majuves, if you make yourself familiar with something, there's nothing that doesn't become familiar. And Shanti Deva said, if you read chapter number 5 or 6 somewhere there, Mudhi Kanye, Munji, Chiji, Gare, Chidala, Chibana, Shab. This I already said this many times, So we are still on the power of similarities. Out of five powers, we are stuck in now. Still not stuck, but now we are in the power of similarities. One, the story I already told you before, there's one, like, not just one, probably, no, there's a well-known one Lama in Tibet, when he ride a horse. So before we put other feet on the other side of the horse, he finished entire Lamri meditations. That's not like talking about hours, hours, that's like 5 minutes, you know, something like that. Oh. So that's all, that's also a result of similarly doing every day, you know, every day, every day, it doesn't require much, done very quickly. Shargum, that's like the review meditation, the review meditation. So, Shargum, Sawa, Yoba, Sumba, Kumbalichus, Kumbadan, Gomba, Twinchix. Familiarity,
familiarity. Familiarity.
Okay, I'm not going to waste your time. I'll probably, I'm going to practice at home. I'm going to practice. Maybe I'm going to read all. That and the meditation is same. That means meditation. Meditation is that, you know, same. Gom, that's the term for meditation. When you dig deeper, that become kom. Gom. Kom. Gom means kom. Kom means whatever.
No?
Yeah, the sugar I said, no, yeah. Then, I need to recite that word, maybe one mala. So at home, yeah, at home. So then probably I can pronounce it. Rangde chapava kang samtunga lang makum na lelawa chada jus. Even just drinking a cup of tea, that also requires some practice, you know, right? The kids now, they can't drink. So the slowly, slowly you learn how to hold them, you know. Even that also, that's easy as just drinking a cup of tea. That also requires, no? So here you drink iced tea, Tibet with the hot tea, very hot, temperature wise, it's very hot. Now you have to know how to sip. If you sip right away, so there is no element. So, Rahe Chapova Kangsam Tumalang Makuna Lelawachida Jung. So, everything, no, everything that's the product of the similarity. So now the number four, because number sunjibito is the jinju kona majeba na gabe chikun duwa ta bunjun chela jinju sunjuwa isa jinju kona jinju is unrealistic self-centered attitude. Unrealistic self-centered attitude. Oh. See, like my way, highway. That attitude. Oh. No, that's opposite of altruistic attitude. Oh. There's nothing for others. Everything has to be about me. So that, you know, is considered a chronic disease. Needs to be healed sooner or later. So that brings all the problems. Oh. Because you have become so uptight with yourself. There's nothing for others. You know. That's not how you become a happier person, so because you are so uptight with yourself, that makes you vulnerable, very, very vulnerable, not venerable, vulnerable. So, actually, this is how we translate it in English.
In Liberation of the Palm of Your Hand, they translate it, the power of repudiation.
Mm-hmm.
And Lama Dzogchen Rinpoche has said the power of blaming the ego.
Oh, so that's more like meaning translation. That's more like meaning translation. So when we think about like four power of purification practice, that's more like regret. But here, that like the meaning translation, that's far better what Rinpoche said.
The power of blaming the ego.
Ego here, like self-centric mind, self-centric attitude. That's His Holiness called is very unskillful way of making yourself happier. That's, you know, That's very unskillful. Skillful way of making yourself happy is to have altruistic attitude. Brings more friends, end up with more friends. People around like to be around you because you are kind, you know, like all of that, you know. But, as I said before, we need both wisdom, compassion. If there's no wisdom, then there will be unintended consequences, you know. But you have compassion, but you don't have wisdom. I'll give you one example. So last time, probably many months ago, Karen usually picked me up. So one day I thought maybe Karen has, my driver is like this, you know. So I have good intentions, you know, kind of like compassion. But I thought maybe I should move my seat a little bit up, you know, they give more space. But cars moving up, I did that. Instead of going up, seat went back, almost probably squeeze. There's unintended consequences. Because there's compassion there, but there's no wisdom there. So we need both wisdom and compassion. Sometimes just wisdom, you get trapped. Just compassion, you get trapped. We need both, because there's like two wings. You know? So, you know, probably there will be times so that we may need to say no, you know. So then I think there's nothing wrong, you know, like, instead of letting someone create negative karma continuously, probably there will be time to say, you know, setting up what you call boundary, or out of bodhicitta, not out of anger, out of bodhicitta. Blaming, the power of blaming ego. So that's very good translation. Power, that's meaning translation. The ego here, the self-centered mind, basically what is about me? When you go out with friends, what is about me? When you go shopping, what is about me? When you meet someone, everything is about what is about me. No, that's not like, that's the what's about you. There's nothing. It's all about me, you know. So then that's like unskillful thinking that you are going to become more happier, but instead you become more vulnerable for all the problems. So, Munji or Nare, Namaste, Jinji, Kona, Jinji, Kona, Majabana Gade. So, the best is to stop before it arrives. That's the best. To stop before it arrives, no? Chinjikona majebana gades. Chiku doa da bojo chebala chinjisun joa isa. Chikuna So here you don't have chikun. Like that, the dog that steals. Here, you don't see, you know, dog stealing food, because everybody, that's like pet, so they don't have to steal, they get very good treatment. So, somehow, all the dogs and cats should be, I think the Western world is like, kind of like pure land for them, probably. So that's good, you know. So somehow they create a lot of positive karma, you know, under the care of, you know, the Western people, you know. So when you go to Asia, you know, so they don't get their treatment, you know. So, long time ago, Alex, now he's not here, but, you know, we went to India, so we had, but in the monastery there's dog, but you know, it's like everybody's dogs, nobody, it doesn't belong to anybody. You just go wherever, get food. So we have one, looks like German Shepherd, actually not the real one, but you know. So Alex, he really wanted to get some treats, buy some treats, went to the small town, Kusodlana, asking treats. First of all, people don't understand what he's asking in the store. There's not enough treat for people. So he's asking the treat for the real dog and cat. He's basically asking, cat, truthful cat, you know. People have no understand. People cannot apprehend what he's asking. So then he called his mother. The mother sent all the way from America to the monastery, the tree. So that cat created the karma to get treat, very expensive treat, all the way from America, shipping all the way to the monastery, middle of nowhere. That treat doesn't exist for a cat at all. So then he somehow, that cat created karma to have treat where the place there's no treat at all. So quite amazing, unbelievable. So Qigong here, Qigong is like dog that steals, you know. In India, you know, see here, when you go to India, Nepal, then you see, you know, if you open your door, if you go around somewhere, if you said maybe your lunch is gone. So then people do chase them by stone or maybe stick. Similar way, the Lama is saying, the Pabonga is saying that similar way, needs to chase the ego is like that, stealing your happiness. Ego is like stealing your happiness. Ego, self-centric mind is stealing your happiness. So it needs to chase like that. Meaning you recognize, needs to chase. Oh yeah, Chikundo Burjum Chiaba Chindi Sichua. That's how the self-centric attitude needs to be stopped. Yeah, so when a couple of people get together, you'll know right away, you know, who has altruistic attitude, who just think about themselves. And somehow, slowly, everybody will aware that you are just thinking about yourself, that's all. You are not thinking about helping others, you know, you are not, especially when there are social gatherings, then it's very obvious, you know. Somebody just, you know, clean everything, you know, to do everything. And some people, even they don't clean their own plate, you know. So then slowly, yeah, then a few people you invite you to socialize. So that's like power of blaming ego, means self-centric attitude. His Holiness said, unskillful thinking to become happy. The last one is called power of prayer. Power of prayer, melam jitto. So there's a little bit different, there's slightly different between prayer and dedications, okay? Dedication is prayer, dedication itself is prayer, but not every prayer is dedications. Dedication means you have to have something to dedicate, okay? So prayer that have prayer and that, you know, Menlam is like a wishful path. Menlam literally means wishful path. That's what you're wishing, you know, path. So now dedication is you have something to invest there, something to invest for the wishful path, you know. You're wishing something, but you have something to invest. So that's called dedication, you know, dedication. You see, like when you go around the lake or maybe some places, and people are bringing their stroller, what do you call the stroller? And you think there's somebody there, there's one dog sitting there, cute little dog sitting. So, that's the result of the karma, that's the result of the positive karma, that you've been treated like human, there's nothing wrong. But maybe there's, is this like lack of dedication? Or I'm not sure like what, like how you explain. But we don't need to figure that out. I was wondering, you know, like, so I thought maybe dedication is important, you know. Not just to be treated like human, but actually to become human. So, you know, like dedication, you know, as a... Marriage is like, not here, marriage is like horse. Then you are the one who created marriage, you are like the riders, person who is riding a horse. So now the dedication is like what you call the saddle? No saddle.
The bit.
Huh?
Bit. That's the part of the mouth. Oh, the reins.
Oh.
The reins
controls, there's dedications. If you want to go horse here, you push there, the horse go there. If you want to go to horse there, push there. But you do have horse, and you are riding on horse. So now the dedication is like this. Where to turn that your positive energy that you are invested to where, you know, enlightenment or maybe liberation or maybe deep into samsara. Maybe I'm thinking, you know, like bigger house, better health, all of that, you know, then liberation, that's like, how you, what do you call?
Reins.
The dedication is like reins, okay? The marriage is like horse. Then you are the one who's creating marriage. Some other text, not here, it says, see, when you go to bed, then you think, you just, you know, like viewing your entire day. You're just viewing.
Reviewing.
You are reviewing your entire day. And if there's something good, then you, you know, like dedicate. So see, that's how you go to bed with positive thought. Oh, I'm going to dedicate it, and I did something that's positive. You know, not necessarily you have to go to outside to talk to somebody, you know. So Milarepa, he's in the cave all the time. He never see any people. Doesn't mean he has nothing to dedicate. Yeah, he has tons of things to dedicate, you know. Doesn't mean you have to go out, talk to people. No. You can, you know. So then you, when you go out, okay, today, you know, I did this practice, that practice, this practice, I you know, also then, you know, dedicated, therefore, increase bodhicitta. So then, you know, rejoice, you know, happy. Out of 12 hours, you know, like, at least like few hours, there's number of things I can count, oh, I did this and that, you know, so out of that, you know, like, something good, then you dedicate it for that, you know, dedicate it. Oh yeah. So these are the five powers. So same name, same term, five powers, time of death. These are same names, but a little bit different meanings. But same term that we use. Okay. These five powers is like when you summarize lifelong practice, you can summarize your lifelong practice into these four, five powers. Then later on the Lama Chöpa, there's another 5 points. They're like more like poa practice. 5 points, time of death. Poa means like you trying to, how I say, send your consciousness to the higher realms, bring like this practice, you know, by yourself, you know, rather than asking someone else to do. So that's the, then you come later on there. That's called like the poa. Po means descent. No, descent means like
ascent.
Po means ascent. What are you trying to send? You are trying to send the consciousness. You know, ascent. So that's like poa practice. Poa practice mainly, you know, through the spiritual practice, your practice, and you ascent your consciousness in the higher realms. Oh, so this poa practice is based on Lojong, mind 20 text. Oh, the five powers that also serve as a poa practice. The poa practice in the Guru Puja. That's a part of the Guru Puja. That's based on mind training test, or maybe 7-point mind training test, okay? So then with that, you know, so now only 1 minute left, so then I already explained the four, what they call? The second one, like number four, Jawashi. Four applications is already explained last Wednesday. It's already explained. So the 5 powers been left behind. Huh? So so then today it's finished now. 5 powers finished. Huh? There's 5 powers. This means it's all about bodhicitta. It's all about bodhicitta. Waking up with altruistic attitude, going to bed with altruistic attitude. You know, this bless all of us. So it's good to remember, okay? So then next time when somebody asks, then you can explain to them. So then we'll stop. Okay. Time's up. So then when you chant, you know, they give you more time to reflect on the meaning. That's why you chant, you know. Chant as a group, you know, so then they're more powerful, you know, so a lot of sound, you know. So then also it serves like sound therapy, you know, so just hearing the voice, because we are product of four elements, you know, so we have the fire element, water element, and all of the, so
the same truth applies.
Tonal practice is a little bit different. Tonal practice is a little bit different, no? So the base of the time, if you have little time, you can do no, so no, if you have less time, so all the chanting master needs to know. If there's little time, then the chant, little chant needs to be, as I said, fast, no? If there's more time, then do no. Then no, dona, that's just all the dona, that's just in brief, just explaining that, no? So then become beautiful meditation, so. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, in the Gold Prayer Book, turn to page 235, and we'll chant verses 1 through 4. Page 235 in the Gold Prayer Book.
Gewadinu du da
Then turn to page 244 and 245
in
the Long Life Prayers. Chen Rezi Wan Tin Zi Yang So Yi Sha Pi Si Te Ba Du Ten Ju Chi Jo Nu Yen Na Lang Wa Sho Tu A Wa Ta Re Ten Ba Ra To Pa Lo Zang Ge We De Tung Le Pe Sho Sha Si Gen Gyu Lam Ma So Wa De Tuk su chan chin chan gen ge we Ten ting chong pe we Kun su do po se Chok sun ku we le mu chu du Pa dok so du she sun du shak ten shok Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Good night.